This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, Jim. Great to be with you. And hello, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in.
You know, Bridget, we usually take a couple of minutes at the beginning of our program to let people know some of the ways they can support Catholic Radio. And we truly do need support. Catholic Radio is listener-supported. If it weren't for the donations of listeners and some of the businesses who do underwriting, well, we wouldn't be here. We would have disappeared long time ago. But this is a good, strong Catholic community, and they've stepped up. And many people have helped us stay on the air for, I think we're about 17 years now. So we're really thrilled and pleased with that. We could not do it without you. If you happen to be one of those people that have one too many cars, cars are one of those things you hate to get rid of it because, after all, it's a car.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what do you do with it? You pay to keep it licensed. You pay to put insurance on it. And if you're not driving it and you don't need to trade it in right now, maybe you might consider donating that car to Catholic Radio. It helps us out a whole bunch, and it really doesn't matter the year, the age, the condition.
Or how it looks.
We'll dispatch a tow truck to your place and haul it away. We'll do that.
And people actually do that, don't they, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. We started that maybe 10 years ago. I thought, well, yeah, all charities ask for cars, but probably nobody ever does that. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. And we appreciate that very, very much. So if you happen to have a car, could be a motorcycle, could be a boat, could be an RV, anything that has a title, you can donate that to Catholic Radio. We'll sell it or salvage it, and whatever funds it brings in will help keep Catholic Radio on the air. And of course, you'll get a receipt for your taxes. So that's the way it works. It's real easy to start. Just go to Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, CatholicRadioIndy.org. And there's, over on the right-hand side, is a little donate your vehicle button. Just click on there and fill out a few things, and it only takes a moment or so. Or if you need help, if you don't have a computer or something, you run into something or you're not quite sure what to do with, just give us a call. Our number is 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. And to everybody who has donated cars so far, a thank you. Thank you very much. And if you've got one of those not so nice
clunkers.
Cars. Oh, she said it.
Bring it on, right?
That's right. Bring it on. We'll take it off your hands.
Well, one of the organizations in our Catholic faith community that is just really awesome is the Knights of Columbus. They're great supporters of us here at Catholic Radio, and we love that they are always putting their faith in action. And the show is called Faith in Action, and our guest today, Daniel Buddy LaRose, he was recently awarded the Knights of Columbus Layperson of the Year for, get this, putting his faith in action.
Hey.
So we hope that his story and his involvement in all these various parish activities will inspire you to put your faith in action. So, Daniel, Buddy, welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we were just chatting before we got started. Jim is at your parish there at
St. Louis de Montfort.
St. Louis de Montfort, and Jim was saying, Is Buddy on staff there? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me look at his bio. Tell us some of the things that you do there at St. Louis de Montfort.
Well, it's changed over the years, but when my daughters were younger, I helped teach CCD, and then got involved in Christ Renews His Parish. I was an usher for a while. I then became a Eucharistic minister and a lector. And believe it or not, even for a short period of time, I sang in the choir. But so I've been involved in that. Currently, I'm a Stephen minister, and I'm the what's called the Christ Renews His Parish Continuation Committee. So that's a group that just helps support the existing teams that are going through Christ Renews His Parish.
And I got to ask you, Buddy, how did you happen to, what inspired you to get so involved in your parish? I'm curious.
Well,
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we moved to Indianapolis quite a few years ago from Syracuse, New York, and there were some good friends that were here, and they had attended St. Louis de Montfort. So they encouraged us to join the parish, and we just fell in love with it. But I think, what I remember are the men, you know, that came before me, especially in the nights, that showed me their commitment to service and service in faith. And I remind myself of them often because they kind of paved the way. And so I saw men who were strong in their faith that were kind of bonding together and performing service. And so that really attracted me. Mm-hmm. And the parish has just been, it's been a godsend for me and my family. So they're very active and very service-oriented.
Now, Buddy, you mentioned the Knights of Columbus and the service. I think a lot of people, when they think of Knights of Columbus, they think of the fancy robes, the plumed hats, the shiny swords, and that's part of the Knights of Columbus. But really, the Knights of Columbus boils down to doing a lot of work that might not get done at a parish if it weren't for the Knights. What are some of the things that the Knights do at, say, St. Louis de Montfort Parish there?
Well, just this past weekend, we had kind of a spruce-up event for the parish grounds, and we had some Knights that were helping throw some mulch around and keep the grounds pretty. And we also, the Knights, served a lunch for all the volunteers that were helping out this past weekend. So, you know, we look for opportunities to support the parish. Recently, the Father Hahn was interested in getting a canopy that we could use when we would have processions. And we recently, we borrowed one from another parish, and he came to the Knights and he said, "Do you think you guys could help us get our own?" And so we did. We ran a fundraiser and we were able to, you know, to purchase the canopy. So we look for opportunities within the parish, and then, you know, we also not only support Catholic Radio, but Little Sisters of the Poor and the Gibault School, of course.
Now, I know the Knights of Columbus, to do all of those things, do have a lot of different fundraisers, and one that, in the last couple of months here, that always gets people's attention is the polar plunge. Are you a polar plunger?
A polar plunger. That paints a picture, Jim. He's acting up today.
Have you participated?
Yes. No, go ahead.
Have you participated in the polar plunge? Let me put it that way.
Yes, I've done it for 10 years, and
oh my gosh,
I really enjoy it. People get worried about the cold water and, you know, that sort of thing, but it's a little bit of a shock to the system, but it's a good shock.
Okay, I know that's a good fundraiser, and all of the funds that the Knights raise all really are returned to the parish or to the community in one way or another.
Well, I think one thing that people don't realize, they maybe just assume that the Knights of Columbus is really just doing things at the parish, but it's so much more. You do so many other types of community service, and I'm curious if you could talk a little bit about maybe the Special Olympics or the school, the Gibault School, and maybe what those two organizations are, and then how the Knights supports them.
Yes, so for Special Olympics, the Polar Plunge, we raise money for the Special Olympians. My wife, Diane, and I volunteered at what are called the Summer Games for the Special Olympians in the Terre Haute, and it was just an amazing experience. The people that participated are just, they're full of joy, and it was just a blessing to participate in that. And so we really look forward to doing whatever we can to help support Special Olympics. Chabot School in outside of Terre Haute there is has been a charity that the Knights have supported from the very beginning, and so we'll look for opportunities to help the youth and young adults wherever we can. And so basically, you know, we have at Christmas we collect toys for the kids at Chabot.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't know, these are young men and women who have fallen on some hard times or are in need of individual attention and often don't have the opportunity to spend Christmas with their families.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really look forward to being able to provide them a little bit of hope and joy.
That's really a great cause there, the Chabot School. And you mentioned Special Olympics, the games in Terre Haute there. I lived in Terre Haute for 10 years, less than a mile from Chabot School. Chabot School is right on, I think it's Highway 40, 41 there. And I lived less than a mile from that and had a little bit of interaction with the school in helping them get some prizes for different events that they had there and things like that. But you mentioned the Olympics, the Special Olympics. That's a big deal in Terre Haute. I mean, they take over parts of the campus, at least when I was there, of ISU over there, and rope off streets and the whole nine yards. It's a big event.
It is. It is a very big event. It's very well organized as well. We were very impressed by the event.
I'm curious, what are some of the sporting events that take place in the Special Olympics? Are there a variety, just one specific sport? I've never been to one. Tell me a little bit about that.
No, I think they, you know, they have some track and field, some running events. They may have bocce ball. I think that the time that we were there, we were kind of monitoring the bocce ball court. Mm-hmm. And then we were there for the awards ceremony when the young athletes would come up and get their medals. And they're just so full of joy. And it doesn't matter to them, you know, whether they are in first place or not. And they support each other in ways that is really inspiring, I think, to a lot of people. And so you know, depending upon their abilities, I know they have basketball and they may even have softball. So they try to swimming. I know they have swimming as well. So
it's a big event.
And we can learn a lot from their disposition and just their camaraderie of how they participate in this event, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Buddy LaRose about his putting his faith in action. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Faith in Action is our oldest, longest-running program here on Catholic Radio Indy. We're looking for some local Catholic businesses or organizations to help us underwrite the cost of this program. It doesn't cost a lot, and your underwriting support will help see that local programs like Faith in Action stay on the airwaves here in Central Indiana. Most businesses have never thought about underwriting a program. They don't know how much it'll cost or what they might say in their underwriting announcements. Well, that's okay, because with just a phone call, we can tell you all about it. Call Val at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. The call is free and there's no obligation. We can really use your support. So please give Val a call right now while you're thinking about it. 317-870-8400. Or email Valerie@CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we are talking to Buddy LaRose. He is a Knight of Columbus from St. Louis de Montfort Parish in, I guess that's Fishers,
in
right?
In Fishers, and the recipient of a very big, very prestigious award.
Yes, the Layperson of the Year Award awarded by the Knights of Columbus. So I'm curious, what was your reaction when you found out that you were going to be the recipient of that?
Well, I was quite surprised. I mean, and very humbled. I know just in our own parish, there are a number of men that are very active and have been for years. And, you know, I was honored just to be nominated for my council, much less to get the call from the state deputy to say that I had won the award for the state. So it's I'm honored to represent our council and the Knights of Columbus as an organization, and it was a very nice honor.
Now that award was presented at the state convention this year, which was in Fort Wayne.
That's correct. Normally, in the past, the state convention has been in Indianapolis, but, you know, COVID put a halt to that last year. They did decide to hold it this year, and it was up in Fort Wayne. And it was, I'm not used to winning awards, so it was a little bit nerve-wracking, but sure. It was nice to have my family there, and some members of my council were there as well. So,
well, the conference,
very well done.
The convention, we always really enjoy attending. Catholic Radio Indy, we always do a live remote, and I'm guessing maybe Redeemer Radio did a remote for you guys up there. But we missed out on it this year, but maybe in future years we'll get a chance to do that again.
Well, we had Bob Zielinski, who is a knight from the South Bend area, and a former radio broadcaster and still involved in the voiceover, voice actor business up there. And he stepped up to the plate, and he did some reports from the convention for us here in Indianapolis. And we want to thank Bob a bunch for that. He stepped right up to the plate and did a great job on those. They sounded good and, you know, kept us up to date on what was going on each day during the convention. So thanks, Bob.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you about was Christ Renews. What is Christ Renews? And I know you've been involved in that for what? How many years now?
Well, I've been, so Christ Renews has team numbers. I think they're up to team number 36. So just to give you an idea, I was on team number 4.
Okay.
So I've been involved for a long time. And I think, you know, the idea is to get the men in your parish more engaged in their faith on a personal level, but also to then take that renewed faith, if you will, and look for ways that you can serve the parish in one of the ministries. And I there is a men's group and a women's group. They have separate, they each have a weekend, if you will, in the course of the year. So it starts on a Saturday morning and runs through around 3 o'clock on Sunday. And all you really have to do is listen. I mean, there are men that will give their testimonies about their own faith journey and, you know, the obstacles they may have faced and how they overcame them. And I think what you realize as a participant is that you're not alone, that whatever it is you've been going through, somebody else has probably gone through the same thing and has come out, you know, on the other end, so to speak. So it's an opportunity to share your faith, listen about other folks and their faith journeys. You have an opportunity for confession. You then, of course, go to Mass together on Sunday, and you develop a bond with the men or women that are in your group, and you're there to support each other as you go forward in your faith journey. So, and I think it's been a real blessing to any parish that institutes it, because it gets men and women engaged back in their faith, more involved in the parish, and gives them opportunities to get involved in different ministries.
Sure.
So it really strengthens the life of a parish.
Sure. I think that might be a good first step. There's people who are in the pews every Sunday that think, gee, I'd really like to become more active, but I don't know exactly where to start or how to start or whatever. But Christ Renews His Parish might be a really good place to start.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, again, I think people feel that maybe because of their past or that they're not really strong in their faith, that they can't get involved, that those ministries are only for, you know, the
elect.
The pious, if you will.
Yeah.
And what you realize is that you have to start somewhere, you know, that Christ forgives us, and he just wants us to reach out. No matter where we are in our faith journey, just reach out to him and get involved, and people will embrace you.
So the next time you hear those announcements from the pulpit about Christ Renews His Parish coming to a parish near you soon, be the first to raise your hand and get in line, right?
Absolutely. You won't regret it.
Especially if you've gone on a Christ Renews, but maybe you've switched parishes. I mean, one thing that I've noticed with Christ Renews is that they say after 10 years you should do it again because you can meet new people. And I think the whole community aspect of actually really meeting other people in the parish in that kind of an environment, you really do form those bonds. Not like in any other ministry that you would do, I would think.
Yeah, because, you know, so when you attend a weekend, you're listening to other men share their faith stories. And the expectation is that as a team or as a group, you will put on a weekend for the next team, the next group. And so there are certain roles that people play, and you know, you have to kind of
discern,
pray about what role you want to take, and it's a way of giving back as well. It's a way of taking your life experience and sharing with somebody else, and you may help that person in ways that you know you never expected. So, if you're new to a parish and you don't really know any men, if you get nothing else. Out of the weekend, you'll get to meet other men that are strong in their faith or are struggling, and you can develop those bonds and get to meet men in the parish. And it's a great experience. Like I said, I started on team 4. I was kind of a rookie. And then on team 25, I was what's called a lay director, which is kind of a leader of that team. And then on team 35, a co-spiritual director. So I was almost on that 10-year plan that you referred to.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm wondering two things. What kind of inspiration did being on that retreat have for you going forward? And then also I want to ask you, for people that might want to get involved in the nights or join the nights, how can they do that? We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left here, so I just want to make sure I get those two questions in. So what kind of an impact did being a part of Christ Renews have in terms of you putting your faith in action?
Well, I think one of the things that I realized is that we all have baggage that we bring along in our lives. We all have things in our past that maybe we're not too proud of, and that, you know, you're not alone, that there may be men or women that have had difficult experiences and they've turned towards their faith and the faith has really strengthened them. And so I think that it made me realize that, I needed to confess my sins and move on. And that the Lord was there and ready and waiting for me. And so by hearing other men and or women talk about their situations, it makes you stronger. And it just gives you an opportunity to say, okay, I've been forgiven. How can I repay that? It's the idea that life is God's gift to you. What you do with your life is your gift back to God. So it's really been a blessing for me and my family, and And it's just a way to give back and help the parish stay alive and progressing. So
that's kind of, in terms of the Knights, that's you've probably had a similar experience with the Knights encouraging you in your faith.
I saw some, I think of the men that have come before me. Saul Petruzzi is a name that comes to mind, Jim Coffey. These are men that were always volunteering, were always supporting the church and the Knights. And you see that, and not only that, I saw their enthusiasm. It was a unique, it was a truthful and honest enthusiasm for the faith and for helping others. And I just found it inspiring. And I got to the point where I said, I don't want to let them down. They've been there for me so many times. They've supported me. And so I like to carry on their tradition if I can. So, the Knights are a great organization. And if anyone's interested in joining, all you need to do is go to kofc.org for the national. Or if you're local to Fishers, kofc6923.org, and you can find information on the website on how to join.
Spoken like a true knight. I've never known a knight of Columbus who didn't end most every conversation with a stranger with an invitation to join the knight. So great talking to you today, buddy.
So, buddy, I guess you have something cooking with the Knights at the Fishers Farmers Market. What's that this summer?
Yeah, so starting May 1st and throughout the summer, the Knights will be serving fried vegetables at the Farmers Market in Fishers, Triton downtown Fishers. It'll be every other Saturday, and so we encourage folks to come down and share in our food, and all the proceeds go to charity. So we would appreciate your consideration.
Our guest today has been Daniel Buddy LaRose, a Knight of Columbus, the Layperson of the Year, awarded by the Knights of Columbus. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.